Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome to today's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. We've come through an entire year of broadcast and have compiled them into a week of special programs. Today, we focus on new equipping resources developed by Hank during the past year. If you can support the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the ongoing ministries of the Christian Research Institute with a special year-end gift, we would deeply appreciate it. December is the most critical month of the year for our ministry because we raise approximately 20% of our budget. To make a year-end tax-deductible gift, please call us at 888-7000-274 or go online 24 hours a day to our secure website at www.equip.org. And now, with today's special program, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Well, thank you very much, Randy. One of the reasons the Word of Faith movement has become so popular in Christian as well as secular settings is that everyone wants to know the secret. Everyone wants to have a magic bullet. You know, the secret to health, the secret to wealth, the secret to successful relationships, the secret to making a fortune on Wall Street, if that's still possible, the secret to maintaining your perfect weight. The list is endless. So when Rhonda Byrne informed the world that she had discovered the secret to life, a secret harnessed by the greatest people in history, people like Plato and Shakespeare and Abraham Lincoln and Albert Einstein, well, of course, the world sat up and took notice. And within weeks, the secret topped bestseller lists and then morphed into a cultural phenomenon. In fact, it's now a special theater event hosted by Lisa Gibbons, and this is Beyond the Secret. So it's taken on a life of its own because it gives simple formulas, fast food formulas, for very complex problems. You ask, what is the secret? Well, according to Rhonda Byrne, the secret is the law of attraction. The greatest teachers who have ever lived have told us that the law of attraction, says Byrne, is the most powerful law in the universe. And through this law, you create your life on the sole basis of what you think, your thoughts. Byrne says the creative process that she uses in her book, The Secret, was taken from the New Testament in the Bible. And she says it gives you an easy guideline to create anything you want in three simple steps. You ask, you believe, and then, of course, you receive. Sound familiar? Kenneth Hagin had the exact same formula as the father of the faith movement. And of course, Rhonda Byrne likes to point to herself as a prime example. She said that in order to transform herself from fat to thin, she thought thin thoughts. And she did not so much as look at fat people. In fact, here's exactly what she writes. She says, if you see people who are overweight, do not observe them, but immediately switch your mind to the picture of you in your perfect body and then feel it. As a result, she says, I now maintain my perfect weight of 116 pounds and I can eat whatever I want. According to Rhonda Byrne, the error is to think that food is responsible for weight gain. Well, in short, for Rhonda Byrne, thoughts are the primary cause of everything, whether good or whether evil or bad. On the one hand, she says thin thoughts produced her thin body. On the other, and here's the dark side, 6 million Jews brought the horrors of the Holocaust upon themselves by their thoughts. As her book, The Secret, makes clear, the law of attraction never slips up. For Rhonda Byrne, the genie that causes the universe to give you whatever you want is this law of attraction. But here's where I want to turn a corner. For Joel Osteen, who is communicating from a quasi-Christian pulpit, it is the word of faith that is our genie. As such, he is committed to the notion that faith is a force, that words are the containers of the force, and that through the force of faith, you can create your own reality. And he explains this in his mega bestseller, Your Best Life Now, when he says you have to begin speaking words of faith over your life. Your words have enormous creative power. The moment you speak something out, you give birth to it. This is a spiritual principle, he says, and it works whether what you are saying is good or bad, positive or negative. Well, obviously, I want to make clear that Osteen and Byrne have noteworthy differences, but they are united in the belief that the force of faith is so powerful that even God, however you define him, is bound by its irrevocable reality. Look, if occult sources like those referenced in The Secret pose the greatest threat to the body of Christ from without, I contend this. The deadly doctrines disseminated by these prosperity preachers pose the greatest threat to Christianity from within. They have created a crisis, and to avert that crisis, a paradigm shift of major proportions is desperately needed. A shift from perceiving God as a means to an end to the recognition that He is the end. And while change must come, it clearly will not come easily. Those who are dispensing spiritual cyanide by the megadose occupy powerful platforms within evangelical Christianity. They're like the popes in the medieval church. If John Huss would speak out against indulgences, if John Wycliffe would speak out against transubstantiation and indulgences, if he dared to take the Bible and translate it into the language of the people, there was a consequence. That's why Wycliffe's bones were exhumed, burned, and the ashes spread to the wind. That's why Huss was burned at the stake in the midst of his writings. That's why William Tyndale dyed his body ablaze and cried out, "O Lord, open the eyes of England's king." The problem then was that people were biblically illiterate because there weren't English Bibles. Today we have another problem. We have all kinds of Bibles, but we're not reading them. And therefore we are falling prey to a brand new generation of prosperity popes. They control vast resources, and they stand to lose multiplied millions of dollars if they're exposed. In fact, I would say this, the stakes are now so high that those plunging Christianity into crisis are willing to do and say virtually anything to silence opposition. Paul Crouch, he's the founder of the Trinity Broadcasting Network. He went so far as to suggest that if God does not kill heresy hunters like me, He would. Benny Hinn took it a step further when he said on TBN's Praise the Lord program, "You have attacked me, your children will pay for it." Well, despite whatever threats they might make, despite the consequences, I am absolutely, resolutely convinced that Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, is a book that desperately needed to be written. It's a book that I pray will serve not only to expose the cancer that is ravaging the body of Christ from within, but also to effect enduring changes among those who dare to take the sacred name Christian upon their lips. Now, when I first wrote about this subject, it was in 1990. That's when I began writing. I wrote a book called Christianity in Crisis, and I have often said that if I knew what I would face as a result of writing that book, I would have never written it. And a lot of people immediately jumped on me and said, that is cowardice. But what I was trying to communicate to people is simply this, that God gives us the grace we need, and oftentimes He does not give us the grace we need until the moment we need it. And if I have taken it on the chin, so to speak, as a result of writing Christianity in Crisis in the first place, what in the world would possess me to write Christianity in Crisis 21st Century? It's not just a revised, expanded book, but what would cause me to write a book like that, knowing what happened the first time around? And I'll answer that question. You'll hear it over the next 2 days. It is the testimony of literally thousands upon thousands of people around the globe, whether I go to Seoul, Korea, or South Africa, or China, or London, or Scotland, I hear testimonies of people transformed by that book, leaving the counterfeit and embracing the genuine article. And so this time around, I'm exposing the new generation of prosperity popes. And we're going to talk about their prostitution of faith. We're going to talk about how they demote God and deify human beings. We're going to talk about how they strike at the very heart of the Christian faith, their atonement atrocities. And then on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to talk about how they pervert the whole concept of finances such that they make men and women captive to their own desires. We're going to talk about how they have taken Christianity and conformed it to the culture. We're going to, quite frankly, talk about some of the cons and cover-ups. In addition to all of that, we're going to talk about the real dark underbelly of this movement, an underbelly in which they have literally caused people to die as a result of their formulas. We're not talking about an academic ivory debate here. We're talking about ideas having consequences, and some of those consequences lead to death spiritually, and others lead to death physically. So this is not a game we're playing, and my purpose is not to attack people. It's not about Benny Hinn or T.D. Jakes or Rhonda Byrne. It's not about Kenneth Hagin or John Hagee or Creflo Dollar. It's not about Rod Parsley. It's not about Paula White. It's not about Paul Crouch. It's not about a whole bevy of new faith teachers. Ultimately, it is about the people who are devastated by the skin of the truth, stuffed with a great big lie. Now, Christianity in Crisis, right now, it's available to those listening in through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, and 100% of the proceeds go to this ministry. Nothing to me. It goes to this ministry to carry on this radio broadcast in a time where people need to hear truth so that they don't fall for the skin of the lie. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. Please stay tuned.
As you and your family enjoy this holiday season, the Christian Research Institute is still available to find out more about our ministry. To locate a specific resource by Hank discussed today, or another resource, or to partner with us in ministry with a critical special year-end gift. To contact us, simply call 888-7000-274 or go online at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word this coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010. The 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship.
Considering it's Mother's Day, a great time to honor your mom and husbands, to honor your wives, bring them on a great vacation. Let them relax in the beautiful Caribbean sunshine. Make it a Christmas gift this year.
Early bird pricing begins at only $449 per person plus port taxes and government fees and ends December 30th, 2009. This incredibly low price includes accommodations, meals, and all of our sessions during the week. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101. That's 877-768-2784, extension 101. Or by going online to our website, www.equip.org. Register soon, as cabins are limited. Hank will return with more of the Bible Answer Man right after this.
I want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to John listening on KFAX. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y, or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org. It's the 21st century, and Christianity is still in crisis.
I have equality with God.
Whatever is done on earth, a human must give God permission to do it.
Some of you better go down to that Lexus and Mercedes dealership and just sit down in one of those things with that leather all over it.
Poor folks, get ready to come out of poverty.
Yeah.
And when you call in and make that faith promise of $3,000.
Millions are deceived by false teachings and fallacious hopes. But there is tremendous news. Order Hank Hanegraaff's Christianity in Crisis 21st Century and become equipped to reach those lost in this generation of superstar faith teachers. To order Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the limited leather edition. Set sail for a week at sea with Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, and the Word this coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, Mother's Day weekend. The 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from the riches of God's unfathomable Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. Early bird pricing begins at only $449 plus taxes and fees per person and ends December 30th, 2009. This includes accommodations, meals, and all of the sessions. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going to our website at www.equip.org. Again, early bird pricing ends December 30th. As we approach our year end, we'd like to thank those who pray for and support this ministry. 2009 has been a tremendous year of ministry, with so many lives having been impacted.
About 12 years ago, I was not a believer in Jesus, and I happened to be surfing the radio in my car, and I happened to find the Bible Answer Man show, and I started to listen, and over a three-month period, I found out that I had a need for a Savior, and because of that, I accepted Jesus as my Lord. And since that time, I've been serving God and going to church on a regular basis, and the Bible Answer Man show has really blessed my life since then. Thank you very much.
December is a critical month for our ministry, one in which we raise about 20% of our annual budget. If you have benefited from the programming of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our website, equip.org, or our publications like the Christian Research Journal or the Equip newsletter, then we ask that you prayerfully consider a strong year-end financial gift. You can contact us by calling our toll-free number, 888-7000-274, or you can give online on our secure website at equip.org. And now, with more powerful resources championed by Hank Hanegraaff, here is the president of the Christian Research Institute.
We are talking about the deity of Jesus Christ, and is pointing out that there are attacks against the deity of Jesus Christ from without. Jehovah's Witnesses, and Muslims, and Mormons, and New Thought metaphysical practitioners. But the attacks come from within as well. Paul warned that even from among your own numbers, men will arise and distort the truth. I've written about that in Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, but here you can hear with your own ears the voice of Creflo Dollar as he talks about fantasy preachers who say that Jesus Christ came as God. In fact, denies overtly, dogmatically, that Jesus Christ came as God. Listen to this.
And somebody said, well, Jesus came as God. Well, how many of you know the Bible says God never sleeps nor slumbers? And yet in the book of Mark, we see Jesus asleep in the back of the boat. Y'all, please listen to me. Please listen to me. This ain't no heresy. I'm not some false prophet. I'm just reading this thing out of to you, the Bible. I'm just telling you, all these fantasy preachers have been preaching all of this stuff for all of these years, and we bought the package.
And you ought to buy the package because Jesus Christ claimed to be God. The Bible claims that Jesus Christ is God. And the credentials of Jesus Christ back up his claim to deity. Matthew 4 records that Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching, preaching, healing every disease and sickness among the people. Mark 4 documents Jesus rebuking the wind and the waves, saying, quiet, be still. The Bible is replete with the credentials that back up the deity of Jesus Christ. So again, I not only give you a succinct way of remembering what you believe with respect to the deity of Jesus Christ, but when someone attacks the deity of Jesus Christ, like a Bart Ehrman from without, or a Creflo Dollar from within, you have in a handy, memorable flip chart the reason you believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. Well, we've talked about the deity of Jesus Christ, the O in doctrine, in this flip chart, laminated, available right now through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. When you go to the World Wide Web at equip.org, is original sin. Look, sin is not just murder, rape, or robbery. Sin is failing to do the things we should and doing the things we should not. Sin is a word that describes any thought, any word, any deed, any state of being that fails to meet God's standard of holiness and perfection. And the Bible unambiguously proclaims that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Sin is the deprivation of good. It is characterized by a lack rather than being something in itself. Sin is a break in relationship to God. It's not an ontological substance. So I not only here describe in the flip chart what we believe with respect to sin, but why we believe what we believe. In fact, in the flip chart, there are sins of omission and sins of commission. Sin is failing to do the things we should and doing those things we should not. Not only that, but in the flip chart, you will see what the unforgivable sin is. And a lot of people think it is an act. I demonstrate it is not. It is an ongoing, willful rejection of the love and grace and glory of God. Again, all of that so important because there are those like Deepak Chopra, who seems almost ubiquitous today on television. Every time I turn on a talk show, I see Deepak Chopra. And in this particular clip that I want to play right now, he takes on the notion of original sin head on. In fact, he makes the dogmatic assertion that man is not a sinner.
Well, the last person said man is by essential nature violence. It's partly true that in given our evolution for billions of years, we've been governed by something called the fight-flight response, which means in a threatening situation, we run or we fight, and that's the cause of the major epidemics, what we call stress. So it's true that when people are threatened, they react violently. But violence always has a context. Human beings have the ability to go beyond that. We have something called the restful awareness response that occurs through meditation. We have the intuitive response, the creative response, the visionary response, the sacred response. So man is not by essential nature fallen or ignorant or a sinner or violent. It's when our needs are thwarted, when we feel unsafe, when we feel...
Well, as you can hear, what the Bible calls sin, Deepak Chopra simply relegates to the evolutionary notion of fight and flight response. In other words, there is, in his worldview, no moral culpability. Right and wrong simply do not exist. What Chopra is saying, in effect, is that Hitler cannot now or ever be held accountable for sin. It's all just a function of blind, mechanistic, evolutionary processes. In evolution, which he makes part of the argument, there is no such thing as sin, only brain chemistry and genetic makeup. In fact, there is no such thing as free will. Everything is guided and directed by blind, mechanistic, evolutionary processes. Simple as that. Again, what's happening here is the very essence of the Christian faith is being attacked. And I started the broadcast by reading you statistics. And what those statistics demonstrate is that the culture has invaded the church. And the church has become a microcosm of the culture. No longer knowing what they believe and why they believe it. Why am I so passionate about putting this resource into your hands? It is because I want people to have, along with their Bibles, one little resource that categorically defines this is what I have committed my life to. As for me and my house, this is what I believe. And I don't believe it because I hold to blind faith. No, I believe it because I hold to faith in irrefutable fact. In other words, Christianity is not blind. It's not blind chance, as a Deepak Chopra puts his hope in. It's not blind faith. It is faith in evidence. That's why we sing, "How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word." What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who to Jesus for refuge have fled? We're not talking about a game here. We're not talking about no harm, no foul. We're talking about standing on the rock of Scripture. And in a soundbite age, in an age in which people simply don't read, and oftentimes don't reason, I didn't want to capitulate to the culture, but I wanted to give you a basis to say, this is what I believe. If a Mormon comes to your door, this is what I believe. If a metaphysical practitioner comes to your door, this is what I believe. Look, every single cult, every false religion compromises essential Christian doctrine. So you have to know what you believe. You have to know why you believe what you believe. Again, the flip chart is available right now. It's Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine. You can master the main and the plain things of the historic Christian faith in minutes, but here's what I think is really cool. You can remember them for a lifetime. It's a memorable guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults. The essential Christian doctrines for which the martyrs shed their blood. Right now, available through the ministry. You can go to the World Wide Web, order online for your gift to the ministry. You can write me for your copy or copies. You'll want more than one. At Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or you can just talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Again, 888-7000-CRI for your gift to keep this voice, this ministry, this resource circling the globe, making a difference for time and for eternity. I've seldom been more excited about anything, and I know you will be just as stoked when you have this resource in your pocket or purse. Check it out. You can see it visually on the World Wide Web at equip.org, and you can order there in a safe, secure fashion. And we will be right back with more. Please don't touch that dial.
You're listening to a very special presentation of The Bible Answer Man. Today, we've been airing the very best shows with new Hank Hanegraaff resources that aired in 2009. We hope that it's a benefit to you as we wrap up the year. As you enjoy today's program, we want you to know that the Christian Research Institute is facing critical year-end deadlines. December 31st is not only the end of our calendar year, but also shows us the fiscal health of the ministry. Currently, we have a significant financial challenge, so we're asking for your financial help. We usually receive about 20% of our income during December, so every day is absolutely critical. We'd rather face this December 31st deadline with calm than with unease. So why don't you get in touch with the Christian Research Institute today to put your donation to work right away? Call us toll-free at 888-7000-CRI. Or donate through our secure website at equip.org. That's equip.org. And thank you for your help as we end this year strong. Stay with us. There's more of the Bible Answer Man to come right after this brief pause.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Set sail for a week at sea with Hank Hanegraaff and the Word, May 9th through May 16th, 2010. Departing Mother's Day weekend, the 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from the riches of God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship.
Considering it's Mother's Day, a great time to honor your mom and husbands, to honor your wives. Bring them on a great vacation. Let them relax in the beautiful Caribbean sunshine. Make it a Christmas gift this year.
Early bird pricing begins at only $449 plus taxes and fees per person. This incredibly low price includes accommodations and meals. To participate, go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
Join us this year for the trip of a lifetime.
Early bird pricing ends December 30th.
Some teachers outside the church proclaim we are God.
I'm just curious, where does God come into the whole secret?
Good question.
Yeah, God is all of us.
Other teachers inside churches proclaim that we are God.
If dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together, what are they producing?
Well, who is God? Are we God? Everyday people make significant life and death, health and financial decisions based on faulty information about who God is and what He promises. And that is precisely why Hank Hanegraaff has written Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Thousands have been helped out of the faith movement by the Christian Research Institute, but many more must be rescued. To get your copy of Hank's Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or log on to our secure website at www.equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Are you reading the Bible for all it's worth in 2007? Well, to help you along as a guide, teacher, and encourager, we invite you to stop by our website and click on the Legacy Study Bible Reading Plan. There you'll discover a daily reading plan to get you through the Bible in a year. It's a great plan because it takes you through the Bible in books, not bits. While you're there, you can read Hank's own reflections and instruction from the scripture passage for that week. Plus, you can even email Hank with your question. Look for the Legacy Study Bible Reading Plan on our website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Throughout the year, people are searching for God. They're hungry to discern what He has stated in His Word, and properly answering their many questions is a ministry that CRI takes very seriously. And in order to do this effectively, we need the prayerful and financial support of listeners like you. If you benefit and learn from the daily broadcast of the Bible Answer Man, can we count on your support at the end of 2009 to help us continue in 2010? It's easy to contact us even during this holiday season. Just call toll-free at 888-7000-274, or you can give online at equip.org. And now, with more powerful resources championed by Hank Hanegraaff, here is the president of the Christian Research Institute.
Thank you, Randy. Talking to Frank Beckwith, he is a professor of philosophy and church-state studies at Baylor University. He's also serving on the faculty of the University of Notre Dame in Notre Dame's Center for Ethics and Culture. He's a terrific writer, a contributor to the Christian Research Journal, and has written an article for the journal, which is part of What is Truth, the best of the Christian Research Journal, the book that I've been talking about throughout the broadcast. And in the article, Frank does this. He talks about Ellen DeGeneres and her acceptance speech for an Emmy for co-writing the coming out episode of Ellen. And she says, I accept this Emmy on behalf of all people and the teenagers out there, especially who think there is something wrong with them because they're gay. There's nothing wrong with you. Don't ever let anyone make you feel ashamed of who you are. Now, that sounds great, and it certainly sounds tolerant and progressive, but Frank says it's an example of what I call passive-aggressive tyranny. How so, Frank?
Well, because if you look at it from the perspective of those who oppose homosexual acts, that is, people who think it's immoral, the implication of what Ellen is saying is that there's something wrong with you. In fact, one of the things I say in the essay, I take her speech and I turn it around and say essentially, imagine if an Emmy Award winner held traditional conservative views were to accept such an award and say something like, I accept this on behalf of all those who hold to traditional views of marriage and human sexuality. Don't let anyone, especially Hollywood scriptwriters, tell you otherwise. There's nothing wrong with you. If that were said, people would clearly understand that the person is affirming something that person believes is true about human sexuality and that somebody who disagrees is wrong. Now, I have no problem with Ellen or anybody else offering their arguments in the public square for what they think is the correct view, but their view is a view. And I think one of the key aspects of liberal tolerance is this portrayal as if it's not really a view, that it's kind of a neutral point of view that permits people to do and say whatever they want. Of course, it really isn't, because what Ellen said was essentially not only that people that have homosexual desires are in fact having good desires, the implication is that if you disagree with that, you're wrong. And that's certainly not a neutral or even a position that's not taking a position. It's, in fact, a view.
Yeah, cash that out a little more, Frank. I mean, you have these people that are intolerant and narrow-minded, but yet they are operating under the rubric of tolerance and being open-minded.
Well, the one I like to use is the person that says let's say you're sharing the gospel with somebody, and the person says, you're intolerant because you think I'm wrong and you're right. Now, of course, the first thing that should come to mind is this. Do you think I'm wrong in thinking that way? And if the person says yes, then they're in precisely the same position as you. That is, they think you're right. They think you're wrong and they're right. The person that says to the Christian, you have no right to believe that you're right, is in fact engaging in what I call liberal tolerance evangelism. That is, the person is saying to the Christian, abandon your view of Christian exclusivity because my view of religious truth is the exclusively correct one. So it turns out that both views, in a sense, make claims about the world and about knowledge. But the person who engages in liberal tolerance makes it sound as if they're not doing that.
Let's go to the phone lines, take a call for Frank. Chase listening in Bakersfield, California on KERI. Hi, Chase.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I was asking, because this topic of truth, my dad isn't a Christian, and a lot of times it's kind of a problem as far as, you know, creating problems with the family. And he points to all the hypocrisies, and he actually grew up in the Roman Catholic Church, but they asked him to give his money when he was really poor. And basically, he just says, since there's all these other faiths and what have you, how can there be, like, an absolute truth, and how do I know? And I was just wondering what you would say to that type of situation.
What about that, Frank? How can you respond to someone who says there's no absolute truth, particularly if it's your father?
Sure. Couple of things. The fact that he cites hypocrisy as a character flaw in people means that he, in fact, believes that one ought not to be a hypocrite. And that sounds a lot like an absolute truth. That is, when somebody says that people ought not to behave in a certain way, they're saying something about human nature. They're saying that human beings have a certain end or purpose that they ought to fulfill, a certain good. And this is why, for example, the passage where Jesus is confronted by the rich young ruler who asked him about what could I do to be saved, and he says, well, obey all the commandments. And then finally, Jesus, when he says, I've done all that, Jesus says, well, sell everything you have and give it to the poor. And the guy walks away sheepishly. I mean, there's a sense in which Jesus understood something about that guy's inner life that said, in order for you to be to follow me, you have to pick up a certain cross. And in a weird way, when your father says that there are hypocrites out there, and that's a reason why he ought not to follow Christ, at the end of the day, that's probably a really good reason to follow Christ. We want a world in which there are people who follow Christ in a true and good sense. So I would use the hypocrisy charge in favor of Christianity. That is, it speaks to the fact that your father has the right intuitions, that people ought to live well.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's sometimes difficult, Chase, to do it with your dad. And, you know, we've said this many times, Frank, prayer is firing the winning shot. Sometimes you have to testify, particularly with close loved ones, the testimony of your love, the testimony of your life, and hope that opens the door for the testimony of your lips. But more often than not, it's someone outside of your family circle that has the greatest impact.
That's right. I can think of a couple of situations in my own experience, in my own family, even among friends, where people that I was very close to and I spoke to about Christianity, they would just sort of dismiss me, and then years later I'd get a call or an email saying, oh, you know, what you said was right. I should have listened to you. Well, it probably is the case with your father as well.
Hey, Frank, thank you so much for your contribution to the broadcast today, your contribution to the Christian Research Journal, and the work you're doing at Baylor and Notre Dame and vicariously at other places around the world. Your impact is being felt.
Oh, thank you so much, Hank, and I appreciate what you're doing and for including my essay in that book. It's an honor.
God bless you, my friend.
Thank you.
And, of course, the book that Frank just alluded to is titled What is Truth? It's the best of the Christian Research Journal. Make no mistake about it, truth is under siege by an alluring postmodern phantom. This enemy of truth abandons the former battle tactics of modernism by seducing the soul with the sweet poison of relativism, luring people into thinking everyone's story about ultimate reality is true, and vilifying anyone who dares to challenge that notion by saying that truth and error, right and wrong, light and darkness are realities. This has been compiled. It's exclusive. It's a resource from the Christian Research Institute meant to equip you to deliver a decisive blow against the foe that is seeking to destroy truth. And you, as a Christian, a Christian, one who takes the sacred name of Christ upon his or her lips, is one who is called to know what truth is. It's critical. When we live in a time of postmodernism and relativism and hedonism and philosophical naturalism, to know what truth is, to be able to communicate it with power and passion, we put these resources together for you, not just as a way to get you to give. We need you to give. I mean, that goes without saying. Without you, we don't stay on the air. But it's also something that empowers and emboldens you to stand in a milieu in which people are asking for answers, and oftentimes we are incoherent or patently incorrect. When people talk about George Tiller and his death,
It is critical that you have the right answer. This little book, What is Truth? The Best of the Christian Research Journal, will go a long way towards equipping you to do just that. And again, it's available for a gift to the ministry. You can order on the World Wide Web at equip.org, via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. Please be generous. We need your support. This season, if you can stand with us before the end of the year, it would make such a difference as we head on into the new year. We need your support. We need your support today. We're standing for truth, no matter what the cost. We're not politically correct, but that's why we ask those who love the ring of truth to stand with us. We can literally make a difference, not only for time, but for eternity. So long for now.
Thanks for being with us for special programming featuring some incredible new resources produced by the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, during this past year. Our goal is to provide sound scriptural answers to the many and varied questions people are asking, both Christians and non-Christians alike. If you're one of those who benefits from the daily output of our ministry, we ask you to consider offering your prayerful and financial support. It's the crucial participation that keeps us on this radio station, especially as we finish out 2009 and begin 2010. To make a special year-end gift, simply call us toll-free at 1-888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or make a special gift online at equip.org. Again, that's equip.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip 28271. At the Christian Research Institute, our ministry is supported in so many different ways, and one of those ways involves non-cash assets. These assets include things like cars or real estate. And just as with cash donations, these gifts are tax deductible. To find out more about the types of non-cash gifts that you can donate to the work and ministry in the various outreaches of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, just visit our website at www.equip.org. And once there, click on the Donate button and then select the Give a Non-Cash Donation option. Again, that's on the World Wide Web at equip.org. On behalf of Hank Hanegraaff and everyone here at CRI, we hope you have a special new year, focusing on how great our God has been to us all this past year. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.